भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, Activities of the Prachetas, text number 24. Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya Haraye Harimedase Vasudevaya Krishnaya Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam. Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya Haraye Harimedase Vasudevaya Krishnaya Prabhave Sarvasattvatam. Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya Haraye Harimedase Vasudevaya Krishnaya Prabhave Sarvasattvatam. Namaha. Obeisances, Vishuddha Sattvaya, unto you whose existence is free from all material influence, Haraye, who takes away all miserable conditions of devotees, Harimedase, whose brain works only for the deliverance of the conditioned soul. Vasudevaya, the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishnaya, unto Krishna. Prabhave, who increases the influence. Sarvasattvatam, of all kinds of devotees. Translation: Dear Lord, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you because your existence is completely independent of all material influences. Your Lord always takes away the devotee's miserable conditions, for your brain plans how to do so. You live everywhere as Paramatma, therefore you are known as Vasudev. You also accept Vasudev as your father, and you are celebrated by the name Krishna. You are so kind that you always increase the influence of all kinds of devotees. Translation, please repeat. Dear Lord, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you because your existence is completely independent of all material influences. Your Lordship always takes away the devotee's miserable conditions, for your brain plans how to do so. You live everywhere as Paramatma, therefore you are known as Vasudev. You also accept Vasudev as your father, and you are celebrated by the name Krishna. You are so kind that you always increase the influence of all kinds of devotees. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the previous verse it has been said, Grihita Maya Guna Vigrahaya, the Lord accepts three kinds of bodies, Vishnu, Brahma and Shiv, for the purpose of creating, maintaining and annihilating the cosmic manifestation. The three predominating deities of the material universe, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiv, are called Gunavatars. There are many kinds of incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the first incarnations within the material world are Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara, Shiva. Out of all of these, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva accept material bodies, but Lord Vishnu does not accept a material body. Lord Vishnu is therefore known as Vishuddha Sattva. His existence is completely free from the contamination of material modes of nature. One should therefore not think that Lord Vishnu is in the same category with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. The Shastras forbid us to think in that way. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivata Samatvenaiva Viksheta One who considers Lord Vishnu to be in the same category like Devas, with Devas like Lord Brahma or Lord Shiv, or thinks that Lord Brahma and Shiv to be equal to Lord Vishnu, is considered to be Pasandi, a faithless non-believer. Therefore, in this verse, Lord Vishnu is distinguished in the words, Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya. Although a living entity like us, Lord Brahma is exalted due to his pious activities. Therefore, he is given the high post of Brahma. Lord Shiva is not actually like a living entity, but he is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His vision is somewhere between Vishnu, the Personality of Godhead, and Brahma, the living entity. Lord Shiva is therefore explained in Brahma Samhita chapter 5 verse 45 in this way. Chiram yatada divikara vishesa yogat sanjayate nahitata pritagatyeto yesham bhutam apitata samupaiti karyat govindamari purusham damaham bhajami. Lord Shiva is considered like yogurt, dadi. Yogurt is nothing but transformed milk. Nonetheless, yogurt cannot be accepted as milk. Similarly, Lord Shiva holds almost all the powers of Lord Vishnu, and he is also above the qualities of the living entity. But he is not exactly like Vishnu, just as yogurt, though transformed milk, is not exactly like milk. The Supreme Personality of God is also described herein as Vasudevaya Krishnaya. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality Godhead, and all Vishnu expansions are His plenary portions, or portions of His plenary portions, known as Swamsa and Kala. The Swamsa, or direct expansion, is also called Amsa. All the Vishnu Tattvas are Swamsa, direct parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna is known as Vasudev because He appeared in this material world as the son of Vasudev. Similarly, he is known as Devaki Nandan, Yasoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan, and so on. Again and again, the Lord is very much interested in increasing the influence of the devotees. Therefore, he is described herein as Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam. The Sattvata community is a community of Vaishnavas, pure devotees of the Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has unlimited powers, and he wants to see that his devotees are also entrusted with unlimited powers. The devotee of the Lord is always therefore distinguished from all other living entities. The word Hari means one who takes away all miserable conditions. And Hari Medase means the Lord is always planning ways to deliver the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. Lord is so kind, and He personally incarnates to deliver the conditioned souls. Whenever He comes, He makes His plans. Pritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to establish the principles of religion, I vent myself millennium after millennium. Bhagavad Gita chapter 4 verse 8. Since the Lord delivers all conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya, He is known as Hari Medas. In the list of incarnations, Krishna is described as supreme and original personality of Godhead. Ete chansa kala punta Krishna stu Bhagavan Chayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mridayante Yuge Yuge. Bhagavad Gita 1:3:28. Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, appears in this material world when the demigods who are devotees of the Lord are disturbed by the demons. So this purport is filled with all our favorite slokas. And verse itself is very nice. Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya Haraye Harimedase Vasudevaya Krishnaya Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam. Dear Lord, we offer a respectful obeisance unto You because Your existence is completely independent of all material influences. Your Lordship always takes away devotees' miserable conditions, for Your brain plans how to do so. You live everywhere as Paramatma, therefore You are known as Vasudev. You also accept Vasudev as Your father, and You are celebrated by the name Krishna. You are so kind, and You always increase the influence of all kinds of devotees. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyanangana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Savarandigam Aradhanastrinandan Daividam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. So today we have very wonderful verse, Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya Haraye Hari Medase Vasudevaya Krishnaya Prabhave Sarvasatvatam. But in the beginning of purport, Prabhupada goes back to the previous verse where it says, Grihita Maya Guna Vigrahaya, that the Lord accepts three kinds of incarnations. Lord has many, many different types. Actually, Lord's avatars are unlimited. Just like the waves of the ocean, nobody can count the waves of the ocean. So the avatars of the Lord are like that. But still, they're divided into different categories. One type of category is the guna avatars. Guna avatars refers to Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva. They're respectively in charge of Sattvagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun. But here, it specifically says, Vishuddha Sattvaya. Although Lord Vishnu is in charge of the modes of Sattvagun, goodness, he's not actually touched by Sattvagun. Vishuddha Sattvaya. He's above even the Sattvagun. He's not touched by any of the guns. Therefore, Prabhupada goes to great length in the beginning of this purport to make sure that we understand that Lord Vishnu is different from Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, he is an ordinary living entity who's accumulated heaps and heaps of pious activities. Therefore, he's been given the post of Lord Brahma, the engineer of this universe. He's ordinary jiva, just like we're also jiva, we could also rise up if we were pious. Of course, we're born in Kali Yuga. We're Kali Yugenios, so it's not possible for us to... We can't even run our own family, what to speak of a universe. So we don't have those pious credits, but it's possible that if we accumulated even ordinary soul like us, we could also become Brahma. He's ordinary jiva. But when we come to Lord Brahma, to Lord Shiv, then we're talking about another class altogether. Because Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There, Prabhupada quotes this verse, and anyone who mistakes that Lord Vishnu is the same as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, he has got hellish intelligence. He's a pa-sandhi, non-believer. Prabhupada goes to great lengths pointing all these things out. So, Vishnu, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Lord Shiva, he's somewhere in between. And Prabhupada quotes one of our favorite verses from Brahma Samhita. Shiram yathadari vikara vishesha yogat. Shir means milk. Just like we know Shirodakshai Vishnu. But the Bengali pronunciation is kheer, so sometimes we become confused. Just like in Orissa, there's one Shirachora Gopinath. But the Bengali pronunciation is kheerachor. So all the devotees have heard that sweet rice means kheer. Therefore, every time I go there, all the pujaris, they complain, why in your Chaitanya Charitamrita? The editors didn't catch it. It says sweet rice everywhere, but there's not one grain of rice. It's sheer, that wonderful substance that they offer, Amrita Keli, is made only with milk. Not one grain of rice is there. So sheer means milk. Yata, just as. Dadi. Dadi we can almost understand. This is Sanskrit. In Hindi we say dahi. So dadi means yogurt. Dadi, chiram yatha dadi vikara vishesha yogurt. Somehow, sanjayate. Just like we know the word janmastami. Sanjay, that's ja is there. It is born from the milk. The yogurt, it is born. Avishesha yoga, by some special contact, by some special transformation, it has become yogurt. Sanjayate, but it is born from milk. It is nothing but milk, but still it is not milk. Shiramyatadadivikaravishesayu sanjayate nahitata pritagate. Neither it is milk, nor it is something different. It is only milk, but it is something different. Pritag, it is alag. It is different. So just like the milk, we boil it, then we cool it down, then we put some culture, some contamination, some type of bacteria. Special type of bacteria that is good for us. So by that bacteria, then boom, by morning time, all the milk is turned into yogurt. So it is nothing but milk. Just we put some tiny, few little bacteria there and suddenly it became yogurt, nothing else. But it's only milk. But still, if you study Ayurveda, you will find that it is different. The milk, we drink it very hot, but inside the body it has cooling effect. And the yogurt, we take it cold, but inside the body it has heating effect. The milk, we can heat it up. And the yogurt, if we try to heat it up, then it will break apart. Although it is nothing but milk, still it is different somehow, a little bit different. So in the same way, because Lord Shiva has taken a touch of the mode of goodness, ignorance, tamagun, just like that milk has been touched by this culture, and Jiva Goswami goes to great length in Tattva Sandarbha, he describes how Lord Shiva, he voluntarily accepts, not that that tamagun has overcome Lord Shiva. To serve Lord Krishna, he voluntarily accepts the touch of the tamagun. He is voluntarily, not that the modes of nature have overwhelmed him. So in that way, because he's directly in touch with the mode of ignorance, therefore he's different from Lord Vishnu, who's not in touch with any of the modes. So he's also Ishvartavi, he's also a controller. But he's a little bit different. Just like in Nectar Devotion describes, the Lord Shiva has 50 qualities. No, the living beings have 50 qualities. Lord Shiva, he has 55 qualities. And Lord Vishnu, he has 60 qualities. And here described, and there is also described, Lord Krishna, he has 64. He has four special qualities. He has all the qualities of Lord Vishnu, but four, this Venu Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, Prema Madhurya, and... Well, that was Prema, that was, all right. Rupa Madhurya. That he plays very wonderful melodies on his flute, so the sweetness of his flute. We don't see Lord Vishnu with a flute. He's got club and chakra and gada and all these things. Although if you go, you will see, it is very interesting. If you go to Dwarka, where you'll see Lord Dwarkadish with his four arms, with chakra, gada, padma and everything. Still, whenever they do artik, just to remember his original form in Braj, they put flute. And as soon as artik is over, then they take it away. And even more amusing, they have an artik machine. As soon as it's time for artik, they flip a switch, and this thing bangs some drum, bum, 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 and claps some kartals, and rings a bell, ding, 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 ching, ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. I thought it was quite tacky myself, but anyway. Somebody has donated artik machine. But they always put a flute, after artik they take it away. So he's got this Venu Madhurya. Then he's got Leela Madhurya. Krishna's pastime is very sweet. We see Lord Vishnu, everybody's always standing like this. But in Krishna's pastime, cowboys climbing on Krishna's shoulders. Very sweet pastimes. Rupa Madhurya. Lord Vishnu sometimes, especially from foreign countries, they have a little time to take in this Lord Vishnu with these four arms. We're not used to seeing such. But Krishna, he's got two arms, we can relate to that. It's very sweet, very beautiful form. This is so beautiful, so attractive. And Prema Madhurya or Bhakta Madhurya, whatever you want to say, his devotees are imbued with special type of prema that we don't find in Lord Vishnu's devotees. So point is, Lord Shiva, he's also Ishvara Tattva, but he's touched with the modes of nature, so he's a little bit different, like yogurt, because it got touched by that bacteria, it became yogurt. Though it is nothing but milk, sanjayate, it is born from the milk. So then, Prabhupada, after half of this purport describing the previous verse, or of course this part is there, Vishuddha Sattvaya, Lord Vishnu, he's completely transcendental. Haraye, he takes away all the miserable conditions of the devotees. Because he brings them close to himself. And here it says, Hari Medase. Medasa, we heard this word before. Anybody remember in Bhagavad Gita, where did we hear Medasa? You don't remember some verse, Alpa Medasa? Those who have, and Medasa means intelligence. Those who have Alpa means little intelligence, they worship the demigods. This is the point that's being made here, that these demigods are less than Krishna. Alpa Medasa. Then in Srimad Bhagavatam we also heard this very famous verse in 11th canto, all about Sankirtan. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. Who's got Su? In Sanskrit when we put Su, that means very good thing. Medasa already means intelligence, but here's Sumedasa, who's got good intelligence. Because there's other type of intelligence that is Kumeda, crooked. Ku means crooked. Just like Radharani's sister-in-law's name is Kutila. Her brain is crooked. Her mother-in-law is Jatila. You know Jata? Just like now in Sravan, so many sadhus were coming in Vrindavan, you saw with their big Jatas on top of their head. All twisted and turned with three sap and mud and everything like this. It's called Jata. So now you can understand Jatila. Jatila means her brain is all twisted and turned like that. So Kumedasa and Sumedasa, who's got good intelligence, he will worship the Lord by Sankirtan. This is how Lord is. Haraye, taking away all of the miseries of the living entities. He's always making plan. Therefore Prabhupada quotes one of our favorite verses from Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Lord is always medasa. By his brain he's thinking, Pritranayas, how to save all of these sadhus. Only reason Lord comes in this world, doesn't come to kill the demons, Prabhupada explains. Automatically they'll be killed, they'll be destroyed by the laws of material nature. Because nobody gets out of this place alive. We're seeing almost every month now, we're seeing one godbrother is gone, one godbrother is gone, just like our Radhapati just left us. So nobody gets out of here alive. The demons also, no matter how powerful they may become, they also don't get out alive. So they will die automatically. Krishna doesn't have to come. He only comes to Pritranaya Sadunam because of the devotees are there. He comes to increase, here says, the influence of his devotees. Prabhave. Prabhave means influence. Krishna has unlimited influence. He wants, Prabhupada says here, he wants to give his devotees also unlimited influence. So he comes to encourage the devotees. Pritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam. He's always making plans. And here it also describes some idea of Vasudevaya Krishnaya. That one meaning of Vasudev is that he's all pervading. He's present in everyone's heart as Paramatma. So Prabhupada said, therefore he is called Vasudev. Also, he accepted Vasudev as his father, therefore he's known as Vasudev. And then Prabhupada says he's also known as Devaki Nandan, Yasoda Nandan, Nandan Nandan. This also ties in with this Prabhave. Krishna wants to make his devotees unlimitedly powerful. Therefore, he enjoys names that are in connection with his devotees. Nanda Nandan, Yasoda Nandan, Devaki Nandan, all these names in connection with his devotees, giving the devotees same position as himself. Instead of saying Krishna, we say Yasoda Nandan. The Krishna's name doesn't come at all. The son of Madhya Yasoda. Vasudev Nandan. Vasudev. Krishna likes all these names where he gives glory to his devotees. He's more pleased hearing these sweet names like that, with the connection with the devotees or connected with his Leelas, Makanchor. All of these names give Krishna great pleasure. Therefore, the devotees like to sing all these names of Krishna. And Krishna loves to be addressed in this way. Not by his name Krishna, but by some name connection with his devotees. As he always, Prabhave Satvatam. Prabhave Satvatam means the community of devotees. Because they're always speaking sattva, the truth. That is the quality of devotee. He speaks sattva. Therefore, the devotees are known as Satvata. So he's always trying to increase the influence of his devotees. But this medase, hari medase, that he's making plans, and sambhavami yuge yuge, so in this Kali Yuga, he made some plan that everybody in Kali Yuga is very, very fallen. We know from Srimad Bhagavatam, manda sumanda matiyo manda bhagya, everything manda, manda means ordinary, very less. Very manda, like that. Manda bhagya, our fortune is also very manda, very less. Manda, everything, our life is very short, our brain is very, we have manda made us also. Samanda sumandayo matayo manda bahagya. We are very unfortunate, always disturbed. So this Kali Yuga is very difficult. So Krishna was racking his brain, how to save? Hari made us say. He's thinking, how will save all these living entities in Kali Yuga? So Krishna was racking his brain. He could only figure out, because even his expansion, Mahavishnu as Advaitacharya, he was also thinking that nothing I can do also, only if the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, only if that Supreme Personality of Godhead comes himself. So Lord Chaitanya, he's not actually considered avatar, he's considered avatari. He's non-different from Krishna himself. His purport, I missed that. Our favorite verse, Ete chansakala punsa Krishnas tu Bhagavan sayam Indrari vyakulam lokam ridayanti yuge yuge. Indrari, when the enemies have entered vyakulam, make the demigods completely disturbed, then Krishna appears. So all of these incarnations, chamsa, they're amsa or spamsa, kala, but ete chansakala punsa Krishnas tu Bhagavan. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. When Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, he was not avatar, he was avatari. Same when he appeared 500 years ago, he was not avatar, he was avatari. He was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. But, Radha Bhava Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarup. He's Krishna. I'm offering my obeisance. He's Krishna Swarup. But Radha Bhava Dutitam. He has decorated himself. He's decorated himself with Radharani's Bhav. And duty. Duty means luster, that golden luster. Because we were hearing that nice verse from Mukunda Datta the other day, from Radharasa Sudha Nidhi of Prabodhanand Saraswati, that Ati Sandra Kripaika Sindhu. She is such a ocean of Kripa. Very thick ocean of Kripa. Therefore we find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has taken that bhav of Radharani, being very merciful. Therefore he has appeared in this Kali Yuga to get very merciful process. Very simple process. We're completely disturbed, unfortunate, unlucky, so many problems, short life. How will we do yoga and all these other things? Nowadays yoga is just for getting some make your figure nice, that's all. They become famous all over the world, yoga. Everybody in yoga means just for getting nice figure. But that is not the purpose of yoga. Yoga means to link. The purpose of yoga is to link us back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this type of yoga is not going to help us. This will help us link with one another, but not with Krishna. So Lord was racking his brain, therefore he appeared as the most merciful incarnation of Lord Chaitanya. And he gave so simple process, simply chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How to save all these fallen living enemies? Hari made us say. He was just thinking and thinking. How will they be saved? So he gave very simple process. Even if they don't want. Just like we go on Harinam Sankirtan. Gradually I see it's increasing more and more. It went down for some time, but I see it's increasing all over the world. Not only doing it on the streets, but in every time on Facebook we're seeing there's some 12-hour kirtan in Leicester, there's kirtan festival in this place, there's kirtan mela, all going on. Kirtan is rising again to its real glory. This is the whole process. This is given by Lord Chaitanya for this age to help us. So we're very unfortunate. This Sankirtan process is so simple. And its glory is becoming again known. Especially by the great efforts of Aindra Prabhu, who all of these kirtan melas are popping up all over the world. So this is the yagya for this age. Very simple yagya. Somebody say, how is it yagya? In yagya there's a yagya kun, there's a special type of spoon for pouring the ghee, there's fire, In this Harinam Sankirtan, where is the fire, where is the Yagyakun, where is the ghee, where is the spoon, where is all these things? We have special type of Yagyakun here. This little hole here, this is our Yagyakun. The fire is our consciousness. The spoon is our tongue. And the ghee is the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Swaha. So it is Sankirtan Yajna. So it's entering even without, we go on Harinam, that was the point, I was going on Harinam Sankirtan, people, they hear the name, their lives are changed. Just like we had one very wonderful godbrother named Vishnu John Swami, and he used to go with a big bus. He described how this bus was just like a big fish that swims around this material world. It's swimming around this material world. Then he'll stop in some city, and from the belly of the fish will unfold a festival. Because you see in the big buses, the luggage rack is always underneath. So from the belly, all of a sudden the stage would fold out, sound system, instruments, everything, mats, and other people, you sit down and have this festival. So he came to one city, unfolded a festival, and we were there chanting every day for some days. And one businessman, he came by and he said to me, "You guys are sitting here every day chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And I go home and I have to pass by here. Then I go home at night. And when I try to go to sleep, then only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna coming in my brain." I was envious. I wish when I went to sleep, then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna will come in my brain. See, even the living entities, they don't want spiritual life. They're not interested at all in spiritual life. They're only interested in money and sex life. Still, the Lord is so merciful. He says, it's made such a simple process just by chanting this holy name. Even if they don't want spiritual life, they're getting spiritual life. Krishna, prabhave sattvatam. He's giving influence to his devotees. Just like in the future, it will be known that Prabhupada changed the whole face of the world. You know, there's so many people into World War III and all this, and it's supposed to happen a long time ago. But Prabhupada said, because we're chanting. Chanting of Hare Krishna is going on. Therefore, Krishna changed the course of history. What was that? Prave sarva sattvatam. He likes to give all his energy to his devotees. One old man, 70 years old, we haven't even got there yet. Even today, to come here for class, I was just feeling, oh, I don't feel like giving class today. Somehow my body is just old and now it's getting fat. Somehow after 50, you just get fatter and fat. And I was feeling so down. I hadn't even reached, still a ways to go to reach to 70. Prabhupada, 70 years old, he went alone. With 40 rupees. 40 rupees is 2 minutes karch. That's the expenses of 2 minutes in America. And a trunk of books, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yet he sparked Hare Krishna explosion. Now all over the world, every city, every place, even they thought, just like I wrote one poem, the name is crossed to sea, to the land that's free. But in the Soviet, they'll surely say Niet. But still, now we see practically Vrindavan is just filled with ex-Soviet devotees. So many Russians, and not just Russians, but from Ukraine, from Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, so many stans. Before there was only Pakistan, Rajasthan, and Hindustan. Now all of a sudden, so many stans appear. And devotees coming from all these places and coming here and chanting Hare Krishna. Even in the most atheist, now even in China that's going on, others still they're clinging on to this atheistic communist thing, but gradually they're becoming more materialistic. One devotee who preached in China told me, one Chinese person, "What's America like?" He says, "Like you're China, everything there's made in China." So they're also becoming capitalistic and like that. But still they're maintaining this atheistic ideal. But still the preaching is going on even there in China. Prabhave sarvasattvatam. Krishna wanted to make Prabhupada glorious. And this is the whole trick. If we do something for Prabhupada, then Krishna will help us, because Krishna wants to see Prabhupada become glorious. We may think, how can I do anything? But Krishna is seeking how to make his devotee glorious. He wants to make Prabhupada glorious. If we do some service, if we do some preaching, if we do something to push on this movement, then Krishna will help us, because he wants to make his devotee glorious. That is how we've come with so much. A couple of householders went to London. And suddenly we have huge temple there that's world famous, the biggest Jamashtami outside of India. So householder, he sent, other sannyasis went there, they couldn't do a thing. And Prabhupada sent some householder couples there. Not even sannyasis, householder couples. Now in England, such big preaching is going on. Because Krishna wants that Prabhupada to become glorious. So if you try to preach, Krishna will help you, because he wants to glorify Prabhave sarvasattvatam. He wants to give influence to his devotee. So your preaching will become automatically success, because you're trying to please Prabhupada, and Krishna also wants to please Prabhupada, so he will use you to give pleasure to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada's glory will become greater and greater and greater. So I tried to pick up some scraps from Srila Prabhupada's wonderful, extraordinary purport here. Prabhupada said, these purports are my personal ecstasies. So if you're thinking that I'm so unfortunate, not like you, you guys got Prabhupada's association, this is the most intimate association. These purports are so wonderful, so enlivening to read. I was feeling so bad when I sat down, and now by reading Prabhupada's purport, I feel so wonderful. And they're so, Prabhupada writes so poetic way. So you just read these books of Srila Prabhupada, study these books, you'll get the most intimate, personal ecstasy. Means there's no more intimate association than that. So anybody has any question? I put everybody to sleep. Oh, okay. Somebody was awake.
I have one question and one comment. In the purport is mentioned how all the powers or energies of Krishna manifest through a devotee. So Hridayananda Maharaj has a very amazing story that about 40 years ago, when the first Srimad Bhagavatam in Spanish came out, when he presented to Prabhupada, Prabhupada sat down with the book and started flipping the pages. There were several minutes, Prabhupada's book, page after page, he's flipping the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam in Spanish. So Hridayananda Maharaj was very curious that Prabhupada can read Spanish. And Prabhupada said, for Krishna, I can do anything. So he thought maybe Prabhupada knew how to read Spanish. But Prabhupada said, for Krishna, I can do anything. Reading Spanish is nothing.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Question I have, Prabhu, is that Prabhupada ends the purport with this Paritranaya Sadhunam. So we see that present world, everywhere headlines are so many miseries, calamities are happening all over the world. And how Krishna will see the world is saved, and the devotees are saved, and the demons are destroyed in this time and age right now.
That's why he appeared as Lord Chaitanya. But still, because it's Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga has to go on. Otherwise, then our scriptures will be false. The Kali Yuga says it's going to become horrible and horrible. So if it doesn't become horrible and horrible, then our scriptures are false. But in that horrible age, therefore Bhagavatam declares very boldly, or the Navi Yugendras declared before Maharaj Nimi very boldly, Kalyado Sanide Rajan Astyeko Mahaguna Kirtana Deva Krishna Sha Mukta Sangha Paramya. Kalyado Sanide Rajan, hey Rajan, this Kali Yuga is an ocean. Nidhi means ocean. Kalir dosh. Dosh means fall. Ocean of faults. Astyeko mahaguna. But there's one great quality in this Kali Yuga. Kalir dosh nide raja astyeko mahaguna. Kirtana deva krishna siya mukta sangha parambraje. Those who will do this kirtan, they will get not just mukti, they will go hambraje. They will go to braj. So Kali Yuga has to run on. Although Prabhupada said, that if we made 1% of the population Vaishnavas, this would turn into a Vaikuntha planet, so we could stop it, actually. If we were serious. Brahmins were not serious, we're Kali Yuganios. So Kali Yuga is going to go on, nobody can stop it. Right now, this is the best time. You're very fortunate. For the next 4,500 years it will go up, then for 5,000 it will go down, then after that we'll see the real Kali. You think it's bad now. You ain't. In English we say, you ain't seen nothing yet. The Kali Yuga has to go on. That is written in Shastra. But this, by this very simple process of Nam Sankirtan. It's amazing. Even the Prabhupada said demigods are standing in line to take birth in this Kali Yuga. We have puny little lifetime. We don't even have 100 years. We're all popping off before 100. We're long before 100. So there's no other questions. We can all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who spread this Nam Sankirtan throughout the entire world. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.